from Katy, Texas, played his college soccer at SMU. He has now started in goal for the Houston Dynamo three straight. He is Michael Nelson. He joins us now. Michael, how are you?
Doing excellent. Thank you for having me, Glenn.
You're already out in California. You guys made a great move getting out of town early here yesterday based on the storm and everything. So it's good that you're settled out there. But the first thing I just want to lead you into is, dude, this got to be a little bit like a dream come true for you to you know, stay patient, be a local guy, work your way through the college ranks, and now get into the starting role for the Dynamo and play a pivotal role.
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, born and raised in the Houston area. I remember going to the Dynamo games back at Robertson Stadium in the glory days of Brian Chang and Brad Davis and some of the legends within the club. But yeah, it's been a dream of mine to play professionally and to have the opportunity to do that, you know, for a club I grew up supporting. It's been really special so far.
Yeah, that's so important for young kids like yourself at that time. Incredible example of opening up possibility and dreams. You know, take me back to that time and maybe speak a little bit to what you remember, what you saw, what you heard, you know, all the things that kind of maybe made this kind of get implanted in your brain that you would love to be in that position one day.
Yeah, I just remember the first game I went to. It may have been the first home game for the Dynamo when Ching scored the overhead kick. And I just remember being in the stands and everyone was just so happy. It, like just seeing the joy that it could bring people, you know, watching the team perform well, whether it was scoring goals, making saves, the game just brings people so much joy. And I was just like, I want to be a part of that. And so it gives you a lot to work on, you know, and people appreciate, you know, the sacrifice that you make on the field, good performances, great goals, great efforts, things like that. And I just said, I want to be a part of that. So it's always been a dream of mine to do what I can to put myself in that position. And if I'm afforded the opportunity to do that, to bring joy to people, is a really wonderful opportunity.
All right. He's Michael Nelson, Dynamo goalkeeper ahead of the LA Galaxy. That'll be on Channel 55. You can join Eddie Robinson and I for that. The pregame show is at 9 o'clock, and I would assume there will be some talk about Michael Nelson in the pregame show. All right. Talk to me about the firsts. A lot of firsts here for you. Even though you were close to getting regular season starts in the past, you didn't get them because of injury and other things. You had opportunity. But, you know, you get your first MLS regular season minutes, you get your first shutout. This is pretty exciting times for you.
Yeah, it's been great. I've obviously, like you said, been close in the past. And sometimes with goalkeeper, it can be a bit of a waiting game because it's a position with a lot more game-to-game stability than most other positions. It's usually, you know, your number one guy's locked in for a lot of games. And there's not necessarily the opportunity for planned substitution saying, you know, let's throw this kid on the last 10 minutes and see how he looks in goal. That's not really something that happens. But yeah, I've been patient and had the opportunity to work with, you know, obviously Paul Rogers been great for my development. And, you know, I really felt ready when the moment came. I felt very confident. My teammates were confident in me, and that gave me a very clear head and a lot of peace of mind going into the game. So I felt like I was ready for it. But to know that, you know, the 10 other guys on the field and then all the guys within the squad and the staff have my back as well. You know, like I said, it gave me a very good mindset going into that game.
And Paul, I spoke to him. He said you were completely ready for your first opportunity. He spoke very, very highly of you in goal. Take me into the daily grind, though. Look, I mean, you know, you're training so hard. You never get the reward of games. You're in the waiting game. How much of a mental challenge is that? Because you have to go to these training sessions acting as though you're a number one so that you're ready for that time when you are called upon.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, I think you have to approach every game as if you're going to be the one that plays, because you have to be ready if anything can happen like that. But yeah, it's been, you know, 3.5 years basically of that. And so it certainly is mentally challenging, but just stay motivated. You know, I love to play. I feel lucky to have this opportunity. And I try to never take that for granted. I give everything I have every day in training, you know, whether I'm going to be the one that's playing, whether I'm on the bench, whether I'm not even in the 18, I think it's important to approach each day like that and not take anything for granted. But yeah, I just think, you know, even if you're not the starter, approaching each day, trying to get maybe 1% better than you were the previous day, there's always something that you can do to better yourself. So it's just been that grind for the last 3.5 years, and it's put me in a good position for now.
All right. You played here in Houston with the Hurricanes. You obviously have grown up in a soccer community that you're fully aware that a lot of guys have gone into Major League Soccer going all the way back to 96. I could whip off some of the names, you know, the Baba brothers, Rusty Pierce, Chris Bondi, Gardner, Eric Quill, on and on we go. We could go on forever. Were you aware of that when you were playing in your youth career, that there were lots of others from this community soccer-wise that grew up in Houston from a bunch of different soccer clubs that made the ascent to Major League Soccer in the pro game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Houston was a great place to play as a young kid because, you know, it's such a diverse city that's got so much international representation that you get exposure to playing against, you know, kids that have moved from South America, from Africa, from Europe, and you're exposed to all these different styles of football at a young age. And maybe when you're young, you don't have the perspective to realize how unique that is, you know, relative to maybe some other cities in the United States. But I think it's a great opportunity to learn, you know, multiple styles of football and really become accustomed to seeing, you know, different tactics at such a young age. And then when you kind of get older, you realize how much perspective that gave you on the game. So yeah, maybe when I was young, it was not something I was fully aware of, but the older I've grown, the more I've realized it was a really special opportunity.
Paul Rogers, tell me a little bit about him, because I know you've done a lot of work with him. Excellent goalkeeping coach. Tell me what you like about him. Tell me some of the areas of the game that he's really honed in on with you.
Paul, where do I start? He's a great guy. First of all, he has, you know, a really good sense of humor and approach to things. I think, you know, we alluded to it earlier. It can be a grind day in and day out, and I think he's got a great energy to him and a great personality that keeps things fresh, keeps things, you know, motivated for the guys. But obviously, extremely knowledgeable, extremely qualified, has been, you know, at the international level and obviously at the MLS level for a while now as well. But I think the thing he's helped me most with is, you know, when I first came in, what he identified in me, I think, was just my raw athletic ability and physical talents, and said, you know, we can start with that framework and then we can develop the parts of his game, you know, and hopefully build him into an MLS player. And so I think for me, it's been mostly reading of the game and positioning and things like that, because, you know, my ability to just make saves and make reaction saves has always been something that I've had. But building out my tactical knowledge, my reading of the game, positioning, communication, and a lot of the nuance that separate, you know, just, you know, a good practice goalkeeper from someone who can be a true number one. The difference is not as big as a lot of people think, but it's the small nuances of the game that I think his attention to detail and his work with me has really helped me to develop that.
So let's say for a game like this against the LA Galaxy, we all know Chicharito's game is based on movement and mobility. Is that something you're thinking about? Do you watch some of the patterns of the types of runs that he makes and the types of balls that they're delivering to him? Is that something you guys, you know, take a look at, or do you not focus on that as much?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously as a team, we focus on the opponent, obviously, but we also know we've got the way that we want to play and we want to impose our will on the other team. But as goalkeepers, you know, we're uniquely aware of what some of the challenges each team can put forward with, you know, with Austin, it was, you know, a lot of early crosses, a lot of deliveries into the box. But with Galaxy, a team that obviously has a ton of, you know, attacking threats, and especially Chicharito is such an opportunistic and clever player in the box. We really just need to not get caught ball watching, always be aware of where he is, because it doesn't even have to be a clear cut chance. It could just be a ball into the box, a knockdown, and suddenly he's right place, right time. You know, he's made a career off of that and has been incredibly effective and dangerous doing it. And so we just need to be extremely aware of where he is, whether it's, you know, his runs start from deep, whether, you know, he pulls off for pullbacks and things like that. You know, we just need to be very switched on for his movement, because he's a very clever player.
Talking to Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Michael Nelson, the LA Galaxy and the Dynamo will be wrapping up together on Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, you can catch it on Channel 55. Take me into the save on Cecilio Dominguez, because this was an unbelievable moment in the game, because, you know, you somehow block this thing. It goes off the post and it leads to a counterattack, and it basically changes a game that could have been 2-1 and a momentum switch into a 3-0 dominant, comfortable lead. Just take me through that play.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a very big moment being a 2-goal swing like that. Obviously, that's not always how you draw it up. Fafa quickly stole my thunder by taking it, you know, end to end and cutting it and finishing it very well. But yeah, it was important for us. I don't want to, you know, boost Paul Rogers too much here, but we work on that exact situation quite often in terms of with our positioning and just giving yourself the best chance, because it's a game of percentages at that point. You know, when the player is that close, they have a lot of places to go with the ball. And I think just positioning yourself, giving yourself the best chance to save it, and then letting your reactions, you know, save it if the opportunity does come. And so I was able to get my hand to it, came right off the post. Teenage just hoofs it down the line. Fafa makes a good play on it, goes to the other end and scores. And like you said, it being a two-goal swing was a big moment. Maybe not exactly how we drew up that counterattack, but it was obviously very important, so we'll take it.
That was a remarkable play on both ends of the field. Certainly led to five-star entertainment. How much of goalkeeping is about just getting yourself in a place where the ball's going to hit you in some cases?
Especially, yeah, it's very important, especially with the close range stuff like that, where your reaction time is really cut down. Because sometimes it's getting hit by the ball more than hitting the ball with your actions. Especially with the pullbacks and crosses that come within 8 yards of the goal, it's your angle and your distance off the line. All that stuff is extremely important. And just trying to cut down the angle as much as you can. Obviously, when the shots come from a greater distance, it's more about, your response to the ball after the ball's been struck. But especially when it's close, it's a bit like being a hockey goalie almost, where you just play the angle and try to get hit by it. And so that was one of those cases where I had enough time to react a little bit. But I think my positioning was, even more than 50% of that equation, just giving myself the best chance to make a play on it.
Fantastic moment. Made it easy for commentators too, by the way. We love that kind of stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of you as a goalkeeper and making those in front of you better, vocally, positioning. I mean, that is part of your job also. Part of your job is to prevent things and help your back four and everybody in front of you. And you are an extension of them. Talk a little bit about that and how you can make people better from your position.
Yeah, we obviously have the unique perspective on the field of being able to see the entire game and see people, moving left to right, right to left, and making, deeper runs, while a lot of guys may be focused on the ball or not be able to see what's behind them and things like that. And so we are in a position of, great tactical importance in terms of organization and being able to get guys, in the right spot before things happen and trying to put out fires before they start. And sometimes your best games can be where you don't really make that many saves, but, you were extremely tactically switched on. You were good organizing people on set pieces and kind of managing the chaos that can happen at times. And so that's a massive part of it. It may not always, those things don't end up on the score sheet or on your stat sheet, but those things are extremely important. And, putting out the danger before it even starts is vital.
Last one before we let you go. We're talking to Michael Nelson, Dynamo goalkeeper. Who are some of your favorite goalkeepers to watch and maybe that you have modeled yourself, taking elements of their game maybe?
One of my favorites to watch, I love watching Jan Oblak. I think he just plays the position with so much composure. He always just looks so sure of himself. Obviously, he's an excellent shot stopper, both on stuff from distance, reactions. He's extremely brave. And the team that he plays in are just so committed to defending. It's great to see their commitment to keeping the ball out of the net. I just love watching the way that he plays. It's like every game is his last, and he'll do anything he can to make saves. I enjoy watching Manuel Neuer as well. A bit unconventional in the way that he does a lot of things, but I think there are great things to learn from him as well. He's obviously very brave with the, his positioning and shot stopping and whatnot, but he's very tactically intelligent as well. And sometimes when I watch him play, I'm always just curious to kind of see how he handles situations, because he'll do things different than a lot of goalkeepers. And then I like watching, I think Ter Stegen is an excellent goalkeeper to watch as well in terms of building out. He and Ederson are kind of in the same position, where they're both vital pieces of their team's build out, being the first line of attack as well as the last line of defense. So I think those guys, they all present unique things that, they all have different strengths, different weaknesses, but I think, watching as many as you can pick up, more things that way.
Interesting assessment. I was just watching Ter Stegen against Bayern Munich, so I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it yet. Listen, Michael, thank you so much for coming on. Great interview. You're an excellent young man. What a great representative of the club you are. Thank you very much for coming on the show, sharing some time with us, and giving us some great insight to you as not only a goalkeeper, but as a person. So continued success. Best of luck against the Galaxy, and thanks again.
Absolutely, Glenn. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Michael Nelson, Katy, Texas, SMU, starting goalkeeper for the Houston Dynamo. Shutout Austin FC. Spectacular stuff there from a very intelligent and well-versed young man.